Hello and welcome to Future You, the podcast brought to you by graduate careers experts Prospects. I'm your host, Emily Slade. Many places of study welcome mature students each year, juggling work commitments, childcare, and other responsibilities. This week, we're joined by a student ambassador from the University of Law who tells us about her personal journey upon returning to education later in life. On Wednesday the 15th of May 2024 at 6 p.m, Emma will be speaking at a virtual event on this very topic. For more information or to sign up for the event, just follow the link in the description.
My name's Emma Hunter. I'm a student ambassador at the University of Law. I'm in my penultimate year of my LLB law degree. I work 3 days at a law firm. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. So yeah, it's me coming back to education really. And it was quite daunting to do that. But I'm settled in, obviously. After 3 years, you do get settled into it. Also, I'm a mum to 2 children. I have 2 dogs and a single parent. So it's, you know, there's a lot of juggling going on to be able to do all this. But I've really enjoyed my journey so far. I've learnt an awful lot about myself and about what I'm actually capable of.
That is a lot to juggle, isn't it?
So it is, certainly, yeah.
Would you like to start us by sort of describing your journey so far? When did you first enter into education and sort of what that looks like?
Okay, so I took the decision back in 2020. My youngest daughter, Holly, she was going to start school in the September, and I worked 3 days. So I had 2 days off in the week. And at that point, it was, you know, it was one of those moments where I'm thinking, what do you actually want to do with your career? Where do you want to go with it? I work in document production at a large law firm. Before that, I was working as a legal secretary. And I don't know, I just think that at that point, I was like, well, do you think you could maybe go further with this? I've worked with lawyers for a long time, but I've always been under that impression that I was never smart enough, or that I wouldn't be capable of it, or was maybe too old to go back into education. But after speaking to people at work, they did guide me through that, and they gave me some pointers about where best to maybe start it, and they gave me a lot of confidence to go back in. So I applied, and I got accepted. And despite not having A-levels, despite not doing very well in my GCSEs a long, long time ago, the experience that I gained along the way is working in law and working, having all this life experience, and enabled me to go and take on this degree. So yeah, so I applied, and then I started my degree in 2021. And then obviously I'm here today, really.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's incredible. So you talked about the worries that you perhaps had, and feeling you were perhaps too old to re-enter education, you didn't have the confidence. What advice would you give to people listening with similar worries?
Well, I don't think, at the end of the day, I mean, take this for, you know, I get, like I said earlier, I got 3 GCSEs. I didn't do A-levels. So, you know, and I was always under that impression that I wasn't smart enough or bright enough to do it. But I think if you have that right mentality to be able to push yourself and believe that you actually can do it, then it is possible. Now, my experience as a secretary, I had to be super organised. And being a parent as well, you do have to be really organised. You're juggling so many things, even when you're not doing higher education. If you're just working and juggling kids, it's a real challenge. So it was like people at work that were saying, well, you do all this, and what makes you, why do you think you can't do this? So I think that was kind of, I think if you're going to go into this, just have a little bit of self-belief. If you've been able to do work, if you've been able to juggle other responsibilities, if you have that belief that you can do it, and you have the determination and drive to do well, then it's absolutely possible. It really is.
Yeah. So what was it specifically that brought you back to education?
Well, at that point, when Holly was going back to school, I just wanted to it was a career, you know, where did I want to go with my career? I didn't really, no disrespect to the job that I do now, I absolutely love working in docu production. It's a fantastic team and you'll learn all sorts of technical skills. But I just wanted to go further. I just want, you know, by the time that my children left high school, for example, I didn't want to then look back and think, I could have done this, but I chose not to because I thought I couldn't do it. So I thought, well, I'm going to maybe, if I can get a law degree, then that'll open up opportunities, whether that's working as a solicitor or a paralegal. And there's so many other occupations that you can take on with a law degree. You're not limited to law. So I just thought about the opportunities that it would give me. And the LLB law degree was the inevitable choice, really, because I work in law. So, and I do enjoy it. So I thought, well, maybe you would enjoy this. And that's where I went with it.
Yeah. So what have been the main challenges along the way? So you sort of made this decision, you're going back into education. What was the first bump in the road?
It was learning how to study again. So GCSE, I mean, bear in mind, I'm 46. I don't mind disclosing my age. I'm 46. And so when I started this degree, I'd been out of education for 20 odd years and I'd only done the GCSEs. So it was like a completely new ball game. Learning how to study law, learning the actual topics and what you actually learn about is quite difficult, but learning how to write an essay, how to read cases and all those things, all the academic side of it, that was the most challenging for me because it felt like I was doing a course alongside my law degree. So I think if you're maybe looking at going in doing a degree, I think probably the best thing you can do before you even start the course is have a look at your own like academic skills. If you've been out of education for a while, maybe have a look at the resources that there are available, because there's a lot out there that you can use to be able to practice and have an understanding about maybe critical thinking skills or essay writing and or like presentations and so on. And if you can kind of get that under your belt before, then it honestly, that would have made a massive difference to me. If I could go back and do it again, that's exactly what I would have done.
How on earth how do you juggle everything?
I think the key is staying unbelievably organised. So I've always had to be organised because as a legal secretary or legal PA, the job is to be organised. And I think that gave me a little bit of an advantage because I had those skills under my belt. So I'll give you an example of what I do. So I have a wall planner that sets out all my key deadlines, all my exam dates and so on. But then I'll also have a spreadsheet that I break down every single hour of every single day. So I have to juggle the kids and I have to juggle my job as well as this degree. So being able to break the tasks down each and every week helps me understand how long I'm spending on things and where I can improve to give myself more time. Because what's important to me is that I have that really good balance. So I like to look after my physical, my mental health. So I do a lot of running. So I have to factor that in. That is really important to me. I have to spend time with the kids to make sure that they're getting some time with me. And obviously I have to do my job. So finding out a strategy that will work, again, before going into this is absolutely important. And that's how I stay motivated. That's how I stay in tune with where I am and what I've done. And I also have a tick sheet of everything that I tick off everything so that I know that I've not missed anything out. Mm-hmm. And you do get into a routine, actually. After a few months, you will get into a routine of being able to understand what works for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is that. I mean, that is in itself is a challenge. If you don't have any structure to your week, it can really have an effect on your studies and everything else.
Yeah, I can imagine. Have you slipped up and how did you get back on track?
Yes, I have slipped up. I mean, you know, I'm here to be really honest about this. I mean, last year, beginning of last year, I finished my exams and me being me, I do put an awful lot of pressure on myself. So when I was studying for the exams, I was really going into it head on that particular, with December 2021, I think it was, And I was just burning myself out. And then I started to you know, just put too much time into the uni studies rather than trying to balance things out. And I ended up completely burnt out. And I think that was just me putting a lot of pressure on myself, and because I want to do well. So I think maybe having, you know, just really realistic expectations about what you can achieve, because there'll be some weeks where maybe for Matt in my situation, you know, maybe Holly will, my daughter, she'll be poorly, or I'll have to like take my eldest daughter to some kind of thing at college, and you know, that does interfere with things. So I think just being realistic, planning ahead and thinking, well, maybe this week I'm just not going to be able to do as much on this, for instance, and that's going to have to be good enough, is I learned the hard way. But then I also made sure that that was the point where I started doing more physical exercise and looking after my emotional, my physical well-being. That's where that became paramount.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of sort of mindset and this willingness to have that flexibility, like the sort of juxtaposition of a really hardcore structure with the very open, flexible mindset, knowing that, you know, it's sometimes you will fall off the wagon.
Yeah, and you've got to, you know, you can't, life happens, you know, it's, you can't put too much pressure on yourself. I mean, I was, you know, every single like assignment, I wanted a first class. It was just like that's just me putting pressure on myself. I don't need to get a first class with every exam or everything, but because I'd set the bar high to start with, it was like, well, I've got to keep going this way. And you know, it's not the grades are important to me, but now it's like everything else that goes along with it. And I think because I've taken on board my own mistake, so to speak, I've kind of, you know, I've still been able to do really, really well, but with the, you know, the balance of being able to look after myself as well. So, yeah.
How did you manage the challenge of funding?
So I'm not self-funding. I'm going to the, I'm getting a student loan every time. I don't have like the money to pay for it. You know, I'm a single parent. I'm on my own. I don't have that support around me in that way. So yeah, I went to Student Finance England and I get my university fees paid for that way. And then obviously I'll pay it back at the end of the day, or as I finish my degree.
It sounds like you're an incredibly motivated person, that you've gotten to this point in your life and you're going for what you absolutely want. So my next question was going to be, what does keep you motivated, and what advice would you have for people that feel like if the challenges get too much or they're starting to struggle, what's going to keep you motivated?
For me, I mean, this is going to sound really, really corny, really, but, you know, like, my children are completely aware of what I'm doing. I'm really open with them about how hard it can be and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. You know, I'm doing it for a better future for them and for me. And so if, you know, like, you know, when times have been really, really tough, when I've struggled with stuff at uni, I just think, well, if I gave up now, I'm letting them down, I'm letting myself down. And also it's just a complete waste. If you get, for instance, to the halfway point and you give up there, then all that time that you spent on your degree so far is just a complete waste of time, because you don't get a degree for half of it. You've got to complete it. And just I just keep in sight that goal. At the end of the day, next year I'll be graduating and I'll be able to say I've done this, despite it being really, really challenging at times. And it's an example to set to my children. So it's, yeah, that's the main focus, really, being able to show them and have them maybe at the graduation and say, look what mummy can do, and you can do this too. So so yeah, that's my motivation, really.
Yeah, that's lovely. We've talked briefly about the sort of financial support from Student England. What other support has been available to you throughout your journey that you've lent on?
Well, I mean, financial support, I've, you know, obviously I have to work, so but everything else, I've had really, really good support from the University of Law and from their well-being teams. They've been absolutely fantastic. They are, you know, when I was suffering burnout last year, they were just immediately on the ball. They were just, they arranged appointments for me. They sent me, you know, they gave me lots of resources to review. And that, just having that time for me, having a chat with me, and it just made such a difference, because studying long distance like this, It can feel a little bit lonely sometimes. So knowing that there is that support has been fantastic. Also, I've had fantastic support on the study skills side of things. So I've had one-to-one appointments. In the early days, particularly when I was struggling with the essay writing and research side of things, there were loads of resources for me to go to. So I was able to undertake courses. I did the Lexis training on legal research, which was fantastic. But the one-to-one appointments made that big difference because they were able to review what I'd done so far and then give me pointers to how to improve. So, but also the tutors on the actual courses have been fantastic as well. They're really motivated for you to do well. They want you to do well. So they're always willing to give advice and suggestions. Another one was the employability services at the University of Law. I found them really helpful. They reviewed my CV for me when I've been doing training contract applications. They've been reviewing them and giving me little pointers about how I can improve and what I need to do less on and more on and so on. So basically it's been a whole all-round approach, all-round bank of resources that I've been able to home in on that's made that big difference.
How did you become a student ambassador?
Well, I applied. It was somebody, one of my student friends said, why don't you go for this, Emma? You're always motivating us. You're always doing, you've got that drive and ambition and so on. And I initially stepped back and thinking, maybe I can't do this. I haven't got the confidence to be able to do this. I'm not probably the best role model. I don't know. But I thought, no, just do it, because I think sometimes you have to do things that scare you. And I'm not saying being a student ambassador is scary. It's absolutely not like that. I absolutely love doing this role. I thought it would give me an awful lot of confidence, and it really has. So, yeah, I made an application. I was interviewed. I did a little presentation, and I really thought, oh, I'm not going to get this. And then I did. So it's been fantastic. Best thing I've done so far on the course, if I'm honest.
Oh, amazing. And what does the future look like for you? Do you have a sort of plan beyond graduation?
Yes, I'm trying not to put all my eggs in one basket. I was applying for training contracts and that was it. But I've got an internship at the law firm that I work for. So I'll be doing that in the summer this year, and then I'll be assessed for a training contract with them. That would be absolutely fantastic. But I'm not going to feel like a failure if I don't get through it. So I think if I don't get through the internship and get a training contract offer, then I'll probably look to paralegal roles next year. I'm trying not to look too far in the future right now, because again, it was just putting too much pressure on myself. So
I'll
just see how I do.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Do you have any advice for anyone who's listening that's sort of considering going back into education, worried about it? Any advice that you would give them?
Okay, so I think you need to understand. I think you have, need to have an understanding of why you want to do this, because that will give you the end. That'll give you kind of an end goal, really. If you don't know why you're doing it, then I'm assuming it must be easy to slip, and maybe not prioritize it so much. You do have to have an understanding of how long it's going to take you to do, to be able to get through each week of study. So I spend about 25 to 30 hours a week, and I'm on the 4-year course. So it can take a massive amount of your time. So you do have to be realistic with what you can give. I think you do need support from people around you. So my partner, Matt, he doesn't live with me, but he's incredibly supportive for me, and my friends are as well, and so is the firm that I work for. So having that support will help you when times are tough. But don't be afraid of going for it. Don't think that you can't do this, because I think that anybody can if they want it enough. So having the drive and ambition to do it and to do it well and to give it your all is absolutely really, really important. Another thing you have to do when you're doing this is be realistic with yourself. Try not to put too much pressure on yourself. Look after your mental and your physical well-being, because, for example, my running helps me to focus on my studies so much better. When I've not been running, when I've not been looking after all those things that make a difference, everything just gets affected by it. So I think your mental well-being has to be a priority. And having other activities, don't just put everything into this. You need to be able to have other things that you're interested in, because it will help balance it out, because otherwise it can really consume you a little bit. I'm not trying to put people off, by the way, but it can be really, really consuming doing a degree. And it's you know, you can lose sight of what's really important if you're not careful about it. So yeah, think, why are you going to be doing this, and what's your purpose, what's your end goal, why have you chosen to do this? Can you give enough time? Can you balance out your other commitments, your other things that you have to do? Yeah, but just go for it. Don't think you can't do it, because you really can if you think you can.
Thank you so much for your time today.
No, it's been my pleasure, Emily. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Thank you.
Thanks again to Emma for her time. On Wednesday the 15th of May 2024 at 6 p.m, Emma will be speaking at a virtual event on this topic. For more information or to sign up for the event, do head to the description and follow the link. Make sure you give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to get in touch, you can email us at podcast@prospects.ac.uk or find us on Instagram and TikTok. All the links are in the description. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.